Not one voted for Mike Cassidy. Son, that's statistically, the probability of that is just, it doesn't exist. And I challenge Super Take over there, Softball Paul Bubbles, to bring somebody on his show from Mississippi State. Oh, we know they got connections. Ole Miss. Who can give us the stats on that? Run the numbers. What's the probability? And why isn't the people who conducted those campaigns for Michael Guest bragging? Because they know this is fraud. Straight up fraud. Let's take a break.
WYAB.
Hi, Kim Way here. Corcoran Door Company has been providing quality residential garage and commercial overhead door products to Mississippians for over 50 years. Corcoran Door is a supplier of garage door parts and services such as LiftMaster, commercial and residential door operators, as well as Clopay, sectional commercial and residential doors, Asta, commercial sheet and rolling steel doors, and Cornell, rolling steel and shutters, with many in stock for the same day pickup. CorcoranDoor.com. That's CorcoranDoor.com.
Hey guys, Meredith Carter here with Railroad Pizza Company on Main Street in Flora. My husband Wes and I would like to invite you over for a unique dining experience that is so much more than pizza. From our hand-breaded appetizers like cheese sticks, pimento cheese fritters, and onion rings, to our wings with over 20 flavors. How about our po' boys, wraps, and specialty seafood plates? And don't forget about our 24 types of specialty pizzas. We have something for the whole family to enjoy. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10:30 to 9. So come see us at Railroad Pizza Company, Main Street, Flora, Mississippi.
It's time to discover a new kind of pontoon with Manitou at Smith Marine. When you come to Smith Marine, you'll find Manitou pontoons that have raised expectations to challenge the industry. Manitou's patented V-Tune technology offers quicker planing and unrivaled handling. Manitou is your durable pontoon with dual engines, digital displays, vessel control, even a transferable warranty. It's easy to see why Manitou and Smith Marine are reimagining what's possible. Smith Marine, on the res in Ridgeland and at SmithMarineSales.com.
Hey everybody, Bo and Easton here from Livingston Mercantile. And don't forget, we've got all your fishing needs. We've got live bait, minnows, crickets, and worms. We've got fishing poles and hooks. And it is fishing season right now. So come and see us, get some beer, get some ice, and have a great afternoon. We also have some wonderful gifts in our gift shop, downstairs and upstairs. Lou Guerrieri does a great job. Some really interesting, unique items for gifts. So come see us, LivingstonMercantile.com.
Hi, this is Rita Jensen with Remax Connection.
I absolutely love referrals. I think it's the best compliment that a person can receive. My very first house I sold, her son just recently bought a house for me. And she's still living in the house that I sold her 25 years ago. I keep up with my folks, and I know them by name, and they know me, and I just like it. You're helping people. If you're thinking about buying or selling, do give me a call. Again, I'm Rita Jensen with Remax Connection, 601-720-4037. RitaJensen.net.
AC Doctors is your one-stop provider for air conditioning and heating installation, service, and repair. Contact us for money-saving repairs and lower energy bills.
Doctor, doctor, the AC doctor, heal my house, bless my soul.
Google the AC Doctors and get some relief today. TheACDR.com.
If you don't see the rock, you better keep on rolling.
Rapid Oil Change, where fast service meets big savings. We've been your fast service leader in Mississippi for over 37 years. No appointment necessary, hassle-free oil changes when you want to. Remember, we do more than just change oil. Drive in, shop local, and save big. Rapid Oil Change.
Rapid Oil Change, where you should keep going. If you don't see the rock, you better keep on rolling.
The Kimway Show, brought to you by Bill's Creole and State Depot. Now open Thursdays through Sundays from 3 till 9 p.m. on the tracks in downtown Flora.
folks. We're back. And it is the day we're celebrating the 4th of July. We would encourage you to folks to remember our freedom's on the line all the time. See, man, these politicians think it's a game. Oh, man, that giggles and grins selling us down the river, taking money, selling, just taking money under the table, over the table, everywhere else, making sure that they and their family are secure because they see the Titanic taking on water. And rather than giving us a heads up and say, hey, man, y'all might want to get out of here. Nope. They setting themselves up to the detriment of everyone else. We don't have to sit still for this crap. We're Americans. We fought bigger tyrants than them. Let's go to Bobby. Hey, Bobby. Hey, you on the air?
Yes, sir, Cam. This is Bobby. How you doing, sir?
Great, great. What say ye?
Keep you rolling, brother. You're doing great. Listen, the rhinos in Mississippi in the legislature, just like the ones in Washington, they don't have sense enough to know if the rhinos in Washington decide they're not rhino enough in Mississippi. Mm. They'll do the same thing to them that they did to Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like you. Let's join them and help them.
That's right.
Sick of them. They're giving our country away. Don't care like that idiot that called in a few minutes ago. He must be stupid because, I mean, he can't see this. Ennis Bodron was a blind state senator from Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Right.
And Ennis could see this. You know, I mean, I don't understand them. They're giving our country away. Don't give a damn about it. But I appreciate what you're doing. And Guest will, you know, he won't, they're trying to groom him to take Sidney Hyde Smith and that goofy Wicker's place, I think, for the
right.
Senate.
Right.
But I don't think he'll make it. Since he had that close call, he'll probably go down. And 2 years passes in a hurry.
Yep.
Like you say, just watch him. He'll keep making mistakes. And I had a man tell me yesterday, well, maybe this, I voted for Cassidy, but maybe this will wake Guest up. I said, wishful thinking.
No, he's bought more.
Happen.
Yeah, he's bought more now. They own him now.
He can't change. That's right. Benny Thompson owns him. The big money rhinos own him. He can't change.
But,
and so it's wishful thinking to think that he will.
But you know
appreciate
what?
You, brother.
Appreciate you, Bobby. Well, you know what else? Benny will throw Michael Guest under the boat if he sees that we're going to help his Democrat candidate over there get elected. He'll throw Mike under the bus. So let's help Benny out then. He likes helping Benny. Let's everybody help Benny out this time. Benny's going to win regardless. If Mike gets back in there, he'll be okay. If a Democrat gets back in there, they pick up a seat. So hell with it. Let's throw some uncertainty in their lives. Believe me, folks, the GOP facilitated that. You know what? Because we can't get an accurate count on the vote other than the fact that nobody gets 100% of the vote. Nobody. Never. And so we can assume that the fraud has taken place to the extent we don't know, but we know if they felt sure about him winning. And to that guy who says that that America doesn't want what we're selling. If America doesn't want what we're selling, then let's just have a head-up paper ballot and let's see what happens then. Just have a head-up paper ballot and see whose ideas hold sway. Let's go to Ken. What do you say, Ken? Long time, bro.
Hey, Kim.
Hey.
I just want to follow on with what you're talking about this afternoon.
Okay.
If I had a bucket list, but by the way, my bucket list is entirely devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
So I don't have a bucket list, but if I did, what would rise to the top is voting for a Democrat for once in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Young, your vote is there from this guy in November. And I've told this to a few people already. I'm so, put off by this last election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm an old guy, too. So I've voted for Greg Harper. I've voted for Guest. I've voted for Mitt Romney. We've all been soldiers
right.
in the Republican Party. We've done, you know, our guy may have not gotten it in the primary, but we've soldiered on in the Republican Party. And again, as an old man, it's just this is the one time I have to not close ranks and go for the Democrats. So, Mr. Young, you've got one more vote. I'm counting like four or five in the length of your program now.
Mm-hmm.
One quick thing. Take this in. This happened in 2015. A woman by the name of Catherine Engelbrecht
yes.
testified before the House Oversight Committee. Her group, she was a founding person in a 501c3 that was targeted by the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Google her name. testifying before the House Oversight Committee, this was kind of like a prelude to everything kind of that's happening now. She and her husband operate a metal fabricating company in Houston, Texas. She kind of was involving in a Tea Party group, but then she did the 501c3, did her due diligence, and they targeted her. They had various agencies showing up on her doorstep, and they eventually fined her $25,000 for some kind of equipment thing. So they were going to harass her, but it's a defining little presentation. It's 8 minutes. Catherine Engelbrecht.
Well, I'm familiar with her. She was part of the Tea Party movement. I'm very familiar with her.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, your audience needs to see this. It's just 8 minutes. This woman plainly states kind of what would be happening back in 2015. So anyway, I appreciate you, Kim, and I march on to the Lord Jesus Christ. But this is where I have to step out of line with the GOP. I think I've had the freedom now that the Supreme Court has turned over Roe versus Wade. That was my moving passion in this country, that
right.
that be defeated in this country. So in that respect, it's like a lot of my work is done.
Yeah.
In the sense that we need to repent for the murder we've involved ourselves in by killing babies, 63 million plus. And this is sort of an evidence to it, and I present that to God, to the Lord God of the universe, that this country turned in some fashion. And I appreciate you, Kim. And
well, God bless you, brother.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for all that you do, my friend. Folks, we all have a role to play. Some people are saying, Kim, write in Mike Cassidy's number. Nope. No name. Nope. We need to vote Democrat. They're sending us a message. We got to send folks. Oh. Just like in the abortion win, somebody just stood there. They weren't moved. Quit trying to get along with these people. These people have sent us a message. We're going to send one back. We're grown men and women, dog. We got to let those nads hang and swing, okay? No more Mr. Nice Guy. You tell all your friends up in the 3rd District, hey, to the extent that we can help them, we're going to help them here. On the Kim Wade Show, to the Democrat. You don't have to vote Democrat on any other ticket out there, just on that one there. Because, again, we're losing our country. And these people are prosecuting. They're sending us to jail. And you trying to be nice. If you want to be nice, go be nice. But please let us know that, hey, dog, we're not with you. So we can just separate from you. Things hit the fan, and, yeah, you go your way, we go ours. Who do we have? Jason. Yes, sir.
Hey, Kim, this is Jason again.
Hey.
Listen, like I said, I thought this was a wonderful idea, but there's one point that you didn't bring out. Mm-hmm. Since we're going to be voting Democrat, we can vote 50 times. You know, we can vote 50 times, no repercussions. We'll get to see what it's like. You know, I think that's a wonderful idea. And then just one thing to snowball. Hey, dummy, the West Permian, well, I said Texas, mm-hmm. West Permian oil fields in West Texas, that's not Canadian oil.
He doesn't know
anyway,
that.
Kim, you have a great show. Goodbye, buddy.
Thanks, Jason. All right, somebody was asking, what am I talking about voting Democrat in November? We're going to vote for those who can vote in District 3 and those who want to support the Democrat candidate in District 3. Send them some money, $10, whatever it takes. The GOP party and the elected officials in District 3, they say they're sending us a message that they're stronger than all the rest of us. Well, if you run the numbers, what they've done with the people who voted for Cassidy and the Democrats who cross over to vote for Guess, the Democrat can win. Because Guess only got about 22,000 votes. He's not that popular. So they want to play hardball. Well, we send a message too. Don't get it twisted. And what you going to say? Oh, it's unsavory that you would vote for a Democrat. Not only did you get Democrats to vote, you paid them. But they still got the machines that they can manipulate. Because they had to manipulate the machines. Well, I should say they didn't have to. If they use the combination of manipulating the machines to erase all the Cassidy votes. because they want this to be rubbed in our noses. And, you know, there comes a point in a man's life, you say, the hell with this. One of us ain't going home. Let's go to Ron. What do you say, Ron? Hey, man. Okay, we lost it. Okay, Ron, you there?
Yeah, hey, Kim.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, help me out with this. It's puzzling my mind. I asked Jameson the same question yesterday. Why did Trump not endorse?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I heard your question yesterday. I don't have it.
I mean, that puzzled me, man. He didn't even mention that name.
It's irrelevant at this point. I don't know. What else you got?
Oh, that's it. I'll just ask
you. Okay, thank you, man. Let's go to the next call. Thank you. I'm going to hit it, Bull. Here's the deal. I don't know why Trump didn't endorse it. You know what? Trump has his own whatever. But again, they say that the Tea Party and Christian Patriots Rednecks message is not popular. Then why they do all this hook and crook stuff trying to railroad people into jail? Because we have allowed these people to get in positions of power in the judiciary and also in law enforcement, and they're screwing us to the floor. And Michael Guest had no problems doing it. The guy, I'm telling you, he's foul. He's foul. You cannot trust him. We might as well send him a message while we're sending the GOP a message. And remember what I'm telling you. I want you to look, search the internet where they're crowing about how effective negative ads were to the tune of 100%. The people, all those consultants, the Henry Barbers of the world, they would be out there beating their chest. Why aren't they doing it? Because they know the election was not fair. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Keep it tuned here to 103.9 WYAB.
Let Lewis Furniture help you create the home of your dreams. You deserve it.
We have a wide selection in our showroom with top brands like Tempur-Pedic, FlexSteel, Craftmaster, and many more. Lewis Furniture is proud to be a family-owned and operated business, styling homes for over a decade.
Shop local. Shop Lewis Furniture.
Lewis Furniture and Mattress Gallery. Come home to Lewis Furniture.
Next to Nukes in Clinton.
Hi, Kim Wade here. I want to tell you about Dickerson Contracting. When storms come through with hail and wind, your roof can suffer significant damage. Are you confident you can accurately assess what level of damage you have? Dickerson is licensed and bonded and insured. They have experience working with insurance companies and navigating the claims process. During the job, they'll keep you informed every step of the way. Dickerson Contracting does every job right. Check them out today. DickersonLLC.com. DickersonLLC.com.
Hi, I'm Tico Hoffman of Tico Steakhouse. Preparing and serving amazing steaks is a 30-year tradition in my family. It is our business and our passion. It makes me proud and truly thankful to know that our tradition has become a tradition for so many others. If you're in the mood for a steak or any of our other fine offerings, I invite you to come to my home away from home, Tico Steakhouse, Cane Line Road, Richmond, Mississippi.
Tom's Fried Pies is now in a new convenient location on Highway 49 in Richland, about a mile north of Walmart. These pies are similar to turnovers, delicious fillings in a flaky, tender crust. Apple, apricot, blackberry, cherry, peach, pecan, and pineapple. Want something savory? Meat pies are made when you order, with fillings like chicken, beef, and vegetables, or Tex-Mex, or pizza. Come in and enjoy a fried pie today. Tom'sFriedPies.com.
Patriotism is alive at A Complete Flag Source. Honor those who serve our country year-round with a U.S. flag made here in the USA. We are ready to help you with all your flag needs. We have all kinds of flag poles, spinner poles, boardroom poles, and ground poles from 15 to 150 feet, which we can install at your home, school, church, or business. So shop local at a 25-year-old family-owned business. A Complete Flag Source, 5295 I-55 North in Jackson, 601-362-9333, or CompleteFlags.com.
Hi, this is Leslie with Starring Trailer Sales. You can look at my website, trailerbuy.com, and check out the trailers I have online. They are already priced for you. We have close to $100,000 worth of trailer parts in stock. We finished up our inventory, and there's a whole lot of stuff that I need to sell. So we are going to have it all out front so that you can look at it easier, pull it all out from the back stock and bring it out front. Trailerbuy.com. 601-373-1615.
The Kim Wade Show, brought to you by Pops Auto Sales of Florence. Browse their inventory at PopsAutoSalesLLC.com or stop by and visit at 1679 Highway 49 South in Florence.
All right, folks, we're back. Let's go to David. Hey, David.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, quickly.
Real quick, two things. The reason why Trump didn't back Cassie, from what I was told by one of the pretty high members up in Cassie's group, is that Kevin McCarthy and Cassie didn't seem eye to eye with Trump. He couldn't really back Cassidy, because McCarthy knew that guests would vote for him as Speaker of the House, and Cassidy wouldn't.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, I agree with everything you're saying, but if we vote for the Democrat, that gives him one more seat, and we need to take the House
No. We're going to have enough to get the House back. We're going to have enough seats. We got enough.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we got enough seats.
We need to send Michael Guest a message and vote for Democrat and vote him out.
Well, you know, they sent us a message. That's why they didn't spend $1 million trying to save Palazzo down there. They were trying to get Cassidy out because Cassidy represented the Trump wing, the patriot wing of American politics. That's they're trying to send a message. So we had to send a message back, not only for our own sake, but on behalf of the other patriots throughout the country. But no, we're going to be all right. We're going to take the Congress back. It's just the Senate that's going to be dicey. But anyway, appreciate your call. Let's get one more call in. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
You?
All right, brother, quickly.
Hey, I was saying that Democrat's got some stuff going for him. He wants to bring back money for farming, and he's also mentioned fish and wildlife resources and trying to stock them up for the state.
Oh.
So he's appealing to the redneck in me anyway.
All right. Well, look, anybody knows the candidate Young over there in District 3, let him know that Radio Strongman is trying to catch up with him. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Folks, here's the deal on how to combat all this. What we need in Mississippi anyway is a recall amendment to the Constitution. You get the recall amendment from dog catcher to congressman to senator, then we can take that. Then the other thing, you got to take over the Board of Supervisors in your county. The Board of Supervisors are the one who ordered the voting machines. If you do those two things there, we can upright this good ship of state. We go back to paper ballots, then they can't cheat like they had been cheating. And if we got a recall petition, you don't need term limits. Put the fear of God in them. Folks, create uncertainty in their lives like they're creating in ours. Let's fight. Keep it hard.
Everybody, 103.9 WYAB. Ain't nothing but some food.
Central Mississippi's stimulating talk.
103.9 WYAB, Pocahontas, Jackson.
Fox News commentary.
One late night host prods Democrat darling AOC on her 2024 plans. Just what we need, another proud socialist in the White House. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Big news. Greta Van Susteren is back, and she's on Newsmax. Tune into Newsmax at 6 p.m. Eastern tonight to watch The Record with Greta Van Susteren and get the real news. Plus, check out the new lineup of Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable and streaming platforms. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. And download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Make the switch to Newsmax today.
I don't watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert because it's woke, it's not funny, and it's unwatchable, but I couldn't help but see the headlines about his interview with AOC. Colbert asked the former bartender turned congresswoman and full-blown socialist AOC she's eyeing a run in 2024 due to Joe's, issues. Her response wasn't a yes, but it wasn't a no either. Look, I don't like AOC's political stances one bit, and I personally think she's unfit to serve, but boy, I hope she runs. The Democrats just might be tone-deaf and unaware enough to think moving all the way to the left fringe will work. I'd like to see them try. AOC might be a social media darling for the left, but when it comes to a general election outside of her deep blue district, well, she doesn't stand a chance. So I say, run, AOC, run. Let's make 2024 a cakewalk for Trump or DeSantis, whoever decides to throw their hat in the ring. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can listen to all of my hot takes at FoxNewsCommentary.com.
This is Central Mississippi's Stimulating Talk.
103.9 WYAB, Pocahontas, Jackson.
Deadly mass shooting in Illinois.
Members of our community who came out to celebrate together and instead faced this terror.
After release of a police shooting video in Akron, Ohio.
The tension is palpable here in the community.
Finding a new normal.
COVID was crazy, so family is very important to us. So these activities are things that we do together as a family.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. We're to the north of the city. We have a situation where a manhunt is underway hours after a deadly 4th of July parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. At least six people have been killed, 24 injured. This resident saying,
it was like a disaster. I mean, I never would believe in Highland Park. I just never, I mean, you see it everywhere else and you think everybody's crazy. And it just can't happen here. But obviously it can happen just anywhere. And it's just very, very sad. And
police say it appears the suspect fired from a rooftop.
I remember hearing shootings and going like, shh, that's, and then reloading and then again, and people screaming and running. It was just really traumatizing and scary.
Officials say shots started ringing out about 10 minutes after the parade started. At first, the crowd thought the noise was associated with the parade. Then they ran from the scene, leaving their belongings behind.
That's reporter Sabrina Franza. Chris Covelli with the Lake County Major Crime Task Force on the suspect.
His name is Robert. He goes by Bobby. Middle initial E is in Edward. Crimo, C-R-I-M-O, the third. He's 22.
At a barbecue for military families, President Biden says on this 4th of July.
That's how I see America on July the 4th, as big and a big-hearted place where we debate and disagree, yet where we're united by a love of country.
Following the newly released video of police killing Jalen Walker, a black man in Akron, Ohio, angry protests throughout the city. Reporter Greg Saber on safety measures now in place.
Barricades have been placed around police headquarters here in Akron, Ohio, following the early Wednesday morning police shooting death of 25-year-old Jalen Walker. Police shot Walker 60 times following a chase involving a traffic violation. Cops say they did find a gun in Walker's car. All July 4th celebrations canceled here in Akron.
WTOP's Liz Anderson talks to some who've celebrated the 4th in Washington, D.C.
Those folks include out-of-towners like Becky Luft from southwest Minnesota. Her granddaughters are marching in the parade.
It's very nice. It's nice to see everything open again and so that we can get in to see a lot of the museums and things here. Yeah, it's great.
And locals like Tyree are glad life is returning to normal.
It's a relief. It's a big relief. Fresh air, being able to hang out with friends and everything.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more at facetwealth.com/Jill.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Abortion rights triggers a new 4th of July tradition in Tampa, Florida. This man brought his son to a freedom rally for abortion access.
We're going to be going with a bunch of people. We're going to ask questions as a group that no one had listened to or they failed to listen to. And that's our way of celebrating independence, by using our voice.
Ukraine has suffered a major setback in its war with Russia. It lost control of the bombed-out eastern city of Lysychansk, and as a result, control of the critical Luhansk region. Russian President Putin congratulated Russian forces for the victory. Ukrainian President Zelensky said the loss of territory will be recovered with the help of long-range Western weapons. And in Denmark, police say a gunman who killed three people when he opened fire in a crowded shopping mall acted alone and apparently selected his victims at random. They all but ruled out that yesterday's attack was related to terrorism. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition.
Do you owe the IRS $8,000 or more? Are you a few years behind on your filing? Are you going through an audit and have no idea what to do? You need an ally, fast. Ally's Tax Relief Negotiators can protect you from all IRS collections, but have you called them today? Their team of enrolled agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are your allies to fix all your tax problems. Take the first step to getting the IRS off your back. Call Ally's Tax Relief today for a free consultation. 800-957-0325. Ally's Tax Relief. 800-957-0325.
Big news! Greta Van Susteren is back, and she's on Newsmax. Tune into Newsmax at 6 p.m. Eastern tonight to watch The Record with Greta Van Susteren and get the real news. Plus, check out the new lineup of Rob Schmidt, Eric Boling, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable and streaming platforms. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. And download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Make the switch to Newsmax.
1039 WYAB.
The following program is pre-recorded. Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with 1.9 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. Story coming out of West Hollywood, California. West Hollywood votes to cut Los Angeles County Sheriff funding amid crime wave. The trendy Los Angeles County community has voted to reduce law enforcement funding despite escalating crime that was up 137% earlier this year and public backlash. The budget for the next two fiscal years will leave West Hollywood with up to 5 fewer Los Angeles County Sheriff deputies on patrol. At the same time, the council approved increased funding for cultural arts festivals. The budget was approved by a narrow 3-2 vote with Mayor Lauren Meister and dissenting as well as Councilman John Erickson. Why is this a problem? Defunding police isn't just about money. Defunding police is about defunding and demoralizing law enforcement. When you have a particular part of the city that experiences crime, a crime increase of 137%, what do you think the solution is? You know, when I was a police officer, long, long, long ago, that when we had a crime spike, we would go to the drawing board and we would say, what do we need to do better to mitigate the crime? One of the mitigating factors were to patrol more, meaning have high visibility. And in many cases, that would deter crime substantially. Because the higher visibility of police officers, the less likely that opportunists, criminals would go out and commit crimes. Putting a community center in the middle of the hood ain't gonna change the hood, because now you're gonna have another location that you're gonna have to respond to for calls for service. I don't know why people don't get this. When I was growing up and I had been exposed to hood culture, and some of my cousins was knee deep in the hood, gang banging and all kind of other stuff, There's not one time that I thought to myself, if only we had another basketball court, crime would go down. No, there'd just be another place where dudes would get into it and get in a shootout at another basketball court. It's not money. It's not necessarily resources. It is behavior and culture. That's where this stems from. You can go to any low-income community. It doesn't matter what color skin the people are that live there. You see trash. You see broke-down cars sitting in the front yard. You see drugs, crime out of control. Why is that the case? It's because, and I don't know which came first. You know how they say which came first, the egg or the chicken? I don't know which came first, poverty or bad decision-making. Because it seems to me that when you make poor decisions, you end up in impoverished situations. It seems very clear to me when you make positive decisions, you end up in positive situations. It's very simple. And I believe, and I've seen it with my own eyes, people in these low-income communities, they don't care about their community. They don't care that there's trash everywhere. It doesn't cost you anything to pick up trash in your front yard. It don't cost you anything to sweep your driveway. My grandmother been living in the same house for over 30 years in the hood. Now, with black people not populating the hood anymore, Hispanics have not taken over, and they own half of the street now. However, my grandmother's been living there forever. My grandmother keeps her front yard immaculate. She sweeps her sidewalk. She cleans the brush. My grandmother's front yard looked like she lived in Beverly Hills. And she stay in a house that's probably big as my master bedroom. And that's not bragging on my master bedroom. My grandma literally has one bathroom in the house. And two rooms. And one kitchen. And if you took that wall in the middle down, you could literally see all of it at one time. And her and my grandfather been living there. They're not my biological grandfather, but I call Willie B my grandfather. They've been living there for 30 plus years. They keep their stuff clean. They keep it neat. The yard is clean. Just because my grandmother and them don't have a tremendous amount of money don't mean she can't keep a yard clean. And her neighbor always keep a clean yard. Everybody else, I can't speak for them. Going 100 miles per hour down that single lane, that street is almost small enough where if you have a car parked on the side, two cars can't pass. People drive 100 miles per hour down my grandmother's street. Just don't care. They don't care about their own communities. And this problem precedes any of the resources that they claim they want to put in these inner cities. Now, according to this same article, a Fox News article, is that once they did a survey and spoke to most people in the community, they disagree with this. The vote was done by city council. It says most of the residents and businesses, and this is a quote, I have heard from are opposed to cutting the sheriff's budget, which is a quote from the mayor, Lauren Meister. They are outraged that people and organizations from outside of their city are dictating to council how to run our city. The narrative that we can have either sheriffs or social service or either sheriffs or unarmed security team is false. You can walk and chew gum at the same time if there are people who have a vested interest in doing what's right. When I was a cop in Tucson, Arizona, I feel like we effectively did both really well. We had resources for people, and we also had police. Now, we could have done way better at hiring more police, but I can say that we weren't hurting as bad as they're hurting today. When I would go to a call where a person was mentally ill and it necessitated a police response, i.e. there was a crime committed, we used to show up as a police department, and after we made sure the scene was safe, social workers would come, and we would stand by and make sure nobody blew up and kill them, and we would let them do their job. because we don't need to sit there and baby you. We're not professionals in that. We're the jack of all trades, but we're not the master of communication in some cases. And so they can provide service and follow up. But we didn't leave the scene. They weren't left alone. Because some of these people, they sound good for 1 minute and then they crack up. The social workers say the wrong thing and now they want to kill them. And we have to be there to protect them. So there's a way, a rhyme and a reason, to do both. And if you ask me, if the crime is out of control, you increase the policing. You don't decrease police. And I don't understand how in our society today we're still having this conversation. Defunding the police isn't just about money. When officers feel unappreciated, or they're afraid to do their job, especially if they're white, they don't want to have to shoot a black man. They don't want to have to handcuff a black man, and they don't want to have to talk to a black man. Because if that black man decides to pull a race card, it is murder, she wrote. When you do that to people in law enforcement, they begin to no longer be proactive in policing. They're just call takers, which means if you call, they show up. They don't show up before the call. They don't thwart criminal behavior before the crime is committed. None of that happens. They follow up and they respond when they can. And I'll tell you just a residual effect of this in Tucson. I had some friends tell me, a guy from DPS that works with Highway Patrol, and you know, he covers Tucson. He had told me that Tucson police is so bad, the police department is so bad right now, that they don't even show up to assist Highway Patrol. When I was a cop, we used to assist. The call was called Agency Assist. That means if Highway Patrol needed us for whatever reason, we'll show up to that call as brothers in blue. Now, they won't even show up to the call. Now, if somebody burglarized, if somebody steals stuff from you, the cops may not show up. They make you do an online report. Ladies and gentlemen, is this the world that you want to live in? When somebody rob you, the community center ain't going to help you. You listen to the Alex Tatum Show. Call in 844-900-7243. I want to hear from you after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Hi, this is Officer Tatum for BestHotGrill.com, who can help you warm one room, not the entire house, with the Rasmussen gas logs and fireball sets for your fireplace. Besides making your fireplace look great, they are an excellent source of emergency heat during troubling power outages. Keep your family warm with Rasmussen gas logs and fireballs. Learn more about these and Solaire infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, Rasmussen gas logs at BestHotGrill.com.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I truly, truly love the product. It has kept me going. I mean, I'm 70 and I'm still out here fighting fire. Because I'm in and out of a truck, I'm dragging fire hose. I just feel better all over. And my mind, I seem more in tune to my situational awareness, like what's going on around me. And, you know, because we have to have heads up most of the time. But I find it easier to do all these things.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, join the flood of people switching to Pure Talk. The average family saves over $800 a year by switching. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. Go to puretalk.com, type in your address to find the coverage at your home, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF.
Keep it tuned here to 103.9 WYAB.
You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. The Mississippi Braves are currently in a rain delay. We will go back to the ballpark as soon as play resumes. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. The Mississippi Braves are currently in a rain delay. We will go back to the ballpark as soon as play resumes. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. The Mississippi Braves are currently in a rain delay. We will go back to the ballpark as soon as play resumes.
Green Siren Auto on Ridgewood Road in Ridgeland can do it all. Is your check engine light on? Take it to Green's. Air not blowing cold anymore? Take it to Green's. Squeaky brakes, bald tires, misaligned front end? Take it to Green's. Green's Tire and Auto can do it all. Your car can operate just like new again when you take it to Green's. Green's Tire and Auto, Ridgewood Road in Ridgeland. Take it to Green's. 601-957-0201.
Tom's Fried Pies is now in a new convenient location on Highway 49 in Richland, about a mile north of Walmart. These pies are similar to turnovers, delicious fillings in a flaky, tender crust. Apple, apricot, blackberry, cherry, peach, pecan, and pineapple. Want something savory? Meat pies are made when you order, with fillings like chicken, beef, and vegetables, or Tex-Mex or pizza. Come in and enjoy a fried pie today. Tom'sFriedPies.com.
This copy machine has me so frustrated. I could just body slam it.
Whoa there. Leave the body slamming to the pros. And leave superior high-quality office tech to the experts at Advantage Business Systems, brother.
Woo! Get it!
Never body slam your copy machine again. Visit absms.com. Advantage Business Systems. Laying the smackdown on bad tech.
WYAB.
Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Keep my wife's name out of your mouth.
You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. I just couldn't help myself but say that. It's running.
Oh, we don't say that.
That your boy slapped Chris Rock. I still wonder, was that staged tonight? Just my pillow? I wonder if it was staged tonight. But anyway, speaking of stage, speaking of getting slapped, let's talk about my pillow. Mike Lindell, I don't think, to my best of my knowledge, he's ever slapped anybody. But he's definitely slapping some prices down. With the $90 off, I almost said 90% off. You ain't getting 90% off. You get $90 off DeMoss slippers. And if you haven't heard, DeMoss slippers are a new design. Mike Lindell has took over 2 years to develop DeMoss slippers. I have some, and I love them, man. They're good. They're good. They're good. And DeMoss slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors as much as you want. They're built tough to withstand whatever conditions that you want to put them in. Now, obviously, they're not perfect, but they have MyPillow foam in them and also impact gel to help with fatigue, and they're made with quality leather suede. So if you are interested, all you have to do is call 1-800-976-8379, use promo code Brandon, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and put in promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now. Brandon at MyPillow.com. Have you guys ever heard a dead body talk? I know it's a weird question, but have you heard a dead body speak? If you haven't, I'm going to let you listen to one. I know you've never heard this before. Just bear with me. You are going to listen to a dead body speak. Clip 2, wrote a clip. Maybe still working.
I also think, at this moment, the federal government needs to be exploring what they can do to make federal lands available to help ensure access to abortion.
Well, she's dead, but I want the other dead body. Clip 2, Ayanna Pressley.
I think she gave voice to the anger, the sense of betrayal that everyone who values freedom, the constitutional right to health care and abortion care is health care, is feeling at this moment. And that vulnerability will be disproportionately bore by our most marginalized. We know there's a black maternal morbidity crisis. This is an issue that Vice President Harris has led on. Black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die in childbirth. We know that for those that do not have means to travel to safe haven states, that they will be left with no options. And so this is a matter of life and death for our LGBTQ siblings, for the disabled, for low-income women, for women of color, for black women.
Get this milk dud off the screen. This woman is absolutely, and I call her milk dud because she's completely bald-headed, and I don't even know if she's doing it because she got something going on or she just want to be bald-headed. But, you know, and let me not make fun of her bald-headedness. That's not really the focus on what I'm talking about. But y'all see how just loony these people are? If you can't have an abortion, you're left with no options. Last time I checked, you can do other things but have an abortion. You know, it's very weird to me, and I can never figure this out. Why are they so obsessed with abortion, 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 abortion? I mean, it makes me feel like this is political, right? Abortion is healthcare. It's like a talking point. This is political. It's political jargon. This is not real life. Like, really, you guys are just only care about women's that has anything to do with women and children is abortion. I never in my life have heard any of these Democrats fight for women who actually choose life. Where's the programs for those women? Why can't the government give you funding if you have more kids? Maybe if you have 3 kids, maybe they can help you out a little bit instead of helping the one go over there and kill their kids. And I don't want to hear people say, you know, I was listening to her talk and she was like, oh, and you know, God forbid if you can't go get an abortion, you're left with no choices. No, and maybe you can have the baby. Have you ever thought of that? You do have a choice. Maybe you can be a parent and have the baby. Because you were laying up, and that's what got you the baby. Maybe you can actually take responsibility for your own actions. I think it makes me more and more upset with what these people are saying. Like, I'm starting to become angry at people or the actions of people who are trying to force abortion down the throats of young women. And also society. Cut it out already. Women have plenty of choices. And abortion should not be one of them. And what happened to accountability? I think the left's entire argument and premise is on no accountability whatsoever. The white man put the drugs in the community. That's why black people are drug addicts and selling drugs all day. No, I never picked up drugs and sold it to my brothers or sisters. I had a choice. You don't have to sell drugs just because you live in a place where there are drugs available. I own tons of guns. That don't mean I have to go and shoot people with them. There's a thing called accountability. If you want a good life, then make positive decisions. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not rocket science. Fornicating and having multiple partners and you're not protecting yourself is not a responsible decision. And you know it and I know it. It's very clear to me. I don't know why it's not clear to these other people. I want to bring in another soundbite because it goes into what I'm saying. We're going to go to Tucker Carlson in clip 3. But I want y'all to hear what Tucker Carlson said because I think that this is almost aligned with what I think about and what I've been thinking about for the last several days. Roll the clip.
Liberals are just really unhappy people, and they want to, now they want to spread their misery. They want you to feel exactly how unhappy they are when things aren't going their way. They're more likely than conservatives and independents to block people on social media just because they don't like something you said. They will erupt at a social gathering, at a perfect stranger. They do this to their family, their friends. They're angry, vindictive, petty. And again, all of this is backed up by data. They just are naturally tend to be unhappy people.
I know people. Just keep that in mind. I know people who match exactly what he's saying. Just vindictive, dirty, evil, miserable people. And they don't want you to be happy. They want you to go down that deep, dark hole and be miserable with them because they didn't make good life choices. They continue to make bad choices in life, and they want you to suffer with them. That's what leftists do. That's what the mindset of leftists are. Find me a leftist that isn't a miserable person virtue signaling all day. It's very simple to me, ladies and gentlemen. Call in 844-900-7243. I'll catch you after the break. Hold the phone.
Brandon Tatum. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. The Mississippi Braves are currently in a rain delay. We will go back to the ballpark as soon as play resumes. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. The Mississippi Braves are currently in a rain delay. We will go back to the ballpark as soon as play resumes. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. The Mississippi Braves are currently in a rain delay. We will go back to the ballpark as soon as play resumes.
Yazoo Valley Electric Power Association wants you to stay away from downed power lines. Downed power lines carry the risk of deadly electric shock, even if the broken wire is not sparking. If a wire is crossing a road or driveway, avoid the area and keep others away. If you see a downed power line, back away and call your utility company or 911. When you call, be prepared to provide the specific address or location of the downed power line so a repair crew can get there as quickly as possible. This safety message brought to you by Yazoo Valley Electric Power Association.
Hi everyone, this is Matt Wasilowski, owner and general manager of 103.9 WYAB. How much money does the state of Mississippi spend on advertising? A little over $10 million each and every year. Apparently, some people think that it's vitally important for the state of Mississippi to promote the Memorial Stadium, the Department of Marine Resources, soybean and rice products, MDOT, the State Fair, and the worst category of all, miscellaneous advertising expenditures for who knows what. And who pays for it all? In most cases, you, the taxpayer. I find that absolutely abhorrent. That's why 103.9 WYAB refuses to accept advertising dollars from state government agencies. If you ever do hear a state agency advertising on WYAB, we're not getting paid for it. We stay on the air due to the support of the many businesses that you hear advertising every day on 103.9 WYAB. So I only ask that you please tell our advertisers that you appreciate their support of 103.9 WYAB. And keep listening.
The Mississippi Braves are back at Trustmark Park to face Pensacola for a July 4th celebration with post-game fireworks presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. The series continues with First Responders Wednesday, Truck Works Thirsty Thursday featuring Ole Miss Night. Plus Friday, July 8th, the first 1,000 fans get a floppy cap presented by Budweiser. Another fireworks show on Saturday, July 9th presented by Watkins Construction, and then Raising Cane's Sunday Family Fun Day to close the homestand. For tickets, MississippiBraves.com.
Due to the recent storms and because of all the signs for roofing companies, does the entrance to your subdivision look like Election Day at the voting precinct? Even if you don't choose us, Complete Exteriors in Pearl wants to help you determine who to use. You need to choose a qualified company that has a local brick-and-mortar building that has been in business longer than 2 years and offers a warranty. When you need a roofer you can trust, contact CompleteExteriorsMS.com. Complete Exteriors, quality without compromise.
Where is he?
I don't know. I keep looking, but I can't spot him.
It just rained. He's bound to be somewhere.
No!
Has Lurk the Leak been hanging out on your roof? Let Watkins Construction handle him. Lurk the Leak is known for causing serious damage to your home and property, so make sure you call the experts at Watkins Construction. We know how to get rid of him and keep him gone. Watkins offers no leak warranties ranging from 10 to 50 years on new roof replacements. Learn more at nomoreroofleak.com. Watkins Construction. 601-966-8233.
Let Lewis Furniture help you create the home of your dreams. You deserve it.
We have a wide selection in our showroom with top brands like Tempur-Pedic, FlexSteel, Craftmaster, and many more. Lewis Furniture is proud to be a family-owned and operated business, styling homes for over a decade.
Shop local. Shop Lewis Furniture.
Lewis Furniture and Mattress Gallery. Come home to Lewis Furniture.
Next to Nukes in Clinton.
103.9 WYAB.
making a difference in this culture war. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The woke crowd seized control of America's public schools and universities. Now a minority of loud and woke voices are trying to take over America's corporations and businesses. From Disney to American Express, more companies are taking positions on political issues that they have no business taking. Positions that align with woke activists and no one else. Not their customers, not their shareholders, and not the majority of their employees. That's why I'm excited to report to you guys, our friends over at Job Creators Network, and let you know that they're on the case. They're pushing back against the leftist culture war being fought by corporations. But they need your help. They need your help to fight back. To learn more, all you have to do is go to rockthewoke.com. Do it now to be a part of the change. Disney and others have heard from Woke America. It is time for your voice to be heard as well. Go to rockthewoke.com now. Don't let the woke crowds do to American businesses, our American businesses what they've done to our schools. So go to rockthewoke.com and help fund this incredible fight. Callers are calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Larry Elder was on earlier in the show, and it was incredible. Larry Elder is incredible, and the conversation we had was incredible as well, because it's good to hear different generations of people lamenting to the same thing. I know for a fact that I'm right, and Larry's right. And Clarence Thomas is right. Candace Owens is right. We have been enlightened, right? This is not a matter, and I had a conversation with one of my friends about this. This is not a matter of your opinion versus my opinion. This is a matter of fact and fiction. I know for a fact, and this is not even close, that Democrats are the party for power. They are not the party of the people. And I'm going to jump subjects real quick because I wanted to talk about this, and now it just came back to my mind. It's kind of related. Dennis Prager was talking about something very interesting on the show. Two things he actually spoke about that I thought was interesting. The first thing I'll be brief on, why are they not out asking Muslims what they think about abortions? And you know why? Because they don't want to paint the picture that Muslims are probably even more radically against abortions than Christians are. But they don't want to talk about that because they want Christians to seem like the bad boogeyman. The white evangelicals is what they call them, not the Sharia law Muslims. Anyway, but another concept that Dennis Prager came out with that I thought was absolutely tremendous is that you cannot have the government be involved in your private affairs because then they will control you. He was speaking about a Jewish college that was forced to accept the LGBTQ group, which goes against everything in the Torah. All the Jewish fundamental principles and logic is completely against that logic. But anyway, they were forced. Why were they forced? Because the government gave them money. And when the government gives you money, you have to do what the government wants you to do. And in life, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is free. Nothing is free. Can we keep it real for just 30 seconds? Nothing is free. If a man, and let me say this, most secular theology will go as such. If a man take you to a steak dinner, he got something on his mind. It ain't free. He ain't taking you to a dinner just because he want to, in the secular sense. The Christian man are taking you to dinner because he's courting you and he wants to marry you. In the secular sense, you know, it's something going to come with that dinner. Or whether it's the same night or whether it's the next night, nothing is free. When you go to a college university and they give you a scholarship and all this other stuff, they have obligations in which they want you to fulfill or you can lose your scholarship. There's parameters around money that they give you. Just like when they go out and they say, we want free college and universities. We are money back and all this old crazy stuff. You know what's going to happen? Is that if they pay for your college, then they're going to tell you which college you're going to go to. Just like the military. The military is paying for you. They pick your MOS. You may have a suggestion, but once you take the test, I forget the name of it, once you take the entry test or the cognitive test or whatever they call it, then they're going to say, you score better here. This is where you're going. I don't care what your MOS is. Same thing with colleges and universities. This is your score. We're paying for it. You thought you wanted to be a nurse. You're going to school to be a counselor. That's the way this works. Don't believe the hype. The government puts their money behind it. The government has control. You listen to the Al Statham Show. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Unapologetically Christian and 100% real. The Officer Tatum Show.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number. Or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. Go to puretalk.com, type in your address to find the coverage at your home, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm sleeping better. I wake up better. I was so groggy all the time. I didn't want to get up. When I wake up, I'm awake. I've got more energy. It's with my situation. I had 2 surgeries a year ago within 3 months. I had a hip replaced and a major back surgery. The circumstances where the surgeries were close together, and they knocked me down pretty good. And I'm feeling much stronger now. I just bought a bicycle, ready to start getting back into shape because I have the energy to do so.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
1039 WYAB.
You're listening to 1039 WYAB. The Mississippi Braves are currently in a rain delay. We will go back to the ballpark as soon as play resumes. You're listening to 1039 WYAB. The Mississippi Braves are currently in a rain delay. We will go back to the ballpark as soon as play resumes. You're listening to 1039 WYAB. The Mississippi Braves are currently in a rain delay. We will go back to the ballpark as soon as play resumes.
Hi, Kim Wade here. Corcoran Door Company has been providing quality residential garage and commercial overhead door products to Mississippians for over 50 years. Corcoran Door is a supplier of garage door parts and services such as LiftMaster, commercial and residential door operators, as well as Clopay, sectional commercial and residential doors, Asta, commercial sheet and rolling steel doors, and Cornell, rolling steel and shutters, with many in stock for the same day pickup. CorcoranDoor.com. That's CorcoranDoor.com.
In a world full of tired kitchens, lazy bathrooms, and creaking doors, comes a company to obliterate your remodeling woes. Munning Enterprises, with over 30 years' experience, will make your remodeling experience enjoyable inside or out. Contact us at MenningEnterprises.me. That's MOENNING Enterprises.me for a free quote today. Munning Enterprises, where we make customers for life.
The Mississippi Braves are back at Trustmark Park to face Pensacola for a July 4th celebration with post-game fireworks presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. The series continues with First Responders Wednesday, Truck Works Thirsty Thursday featuring Ole Miss Night. Plus Friday, July 8th, the first 1,000 fans get a floppy cap presented by Budweiser. Another fireworks show on Saturday, July 9th presented by Watkins Construction, and then Raising Cane's Sunday Family Fun Day to close the homestand. For tickets, MississippiBraves.com.
WYAB.
Stop your running about. It's time you straighten right out.
Brandon Tatum, the left ain't seen nothing yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. You listen to your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. Special guest from Matter of Life, Tracy Robinson. Welcome to The Officer Tatum Show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on. I think this is a very important topic, probably one of the most important topic, most consequential topics of our generation. The fact that abortion is now in the front lines of debate, now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned, and now the decision is back to the states, and some states are probably going to have bigger restrictions than others. Talk to me about what that means to you, or what your opinions are on that, and how does that compare to this new incredible film, The Matter of Life?
Well, that's a great question. Well, this topic has been just something on my heart for several years. The film, actually, I'm the director and producer of this film, The Matter of Life, and the idea for it sparked when I first heard the pro-life message, just the basic pro-life case that abortion is wrong. I have a film background, and I especially documentary video editing, and I was doing work for a pregnancy resource center in California, but I was very much in the mushy middle. I was making videos for, like, testimonial videos and promotional things for this pro-life center, but I was really not that pro-life, even as a Christian. And it wasn't until my friends at the pregnancy center invited me to an apologetics conference where the topic was going to be the case against abortion. And that's really where I learned the basic science of embryology, and I learned what the reality of what abortion is and does. And from that moment on, I was passionate about bringing the truth to others in my shoes who had never been presented with the reality of this crisis in America. So that was 6 years ago. And long story short, created a documentary film that really summarizes the entire issue for people, how we got to this point in the United States, and highlighting just amazing work that people are doing to help women and rescue lives. And the film came out last month for two nights only across the nation. So it was a great turnout.
That is awesome. Tracy, I really appreciate you, and I appreciate your boldness and openness, because this incredible film, and I know for a fact it's going to touch, if it has not already touched, so many different lives. It's going to touch so many people, and I mean to brag on you just for a little bit, but it's because you were open-minded enough to be receptive to go to that particular event where it was explained, and then you didn't just sit on your hands, you didn't just sit around and make excuses, you actually took action. And I'm very passionate about this, because I believe, and you tell me if I'm wrong, that young women need to know that they have other options. What's your thoughts on that?
That's absolutely right, and there are other options available to her and to the couple in that situation. They just have no idea often that they exist. And those resources are not promoted. In fact, by the abortion industry, they're downplayed and they're condemned. But there are government resources. There's nonprofits, social services, churches. There's resources available to her to mitigate those fears, because it's really out of fear that a woman chooses abortion. It's not empowerment or women's liberation. It's really a desperation. So making known those available resources, we highlight them in the film, pregnancy resource centers, groups for young moms, via churches, just connecting her with free services, ultrasound, pregnancy tests, people that want to care for her. Those people are out there. And so part of the pro-life movement, part of this documentary, is educating people on that.
In the documentary, are you interviewing certain women who may have been exposed to or experienced abortions? Is there a testimony from women in the film regarding that?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that I don't want people don't walk away feeling condemned if they've had an abortion in their past. Some of the testimonials are from people that have overcome just incredible circumstances, just with the choices they made in light of just the worst, some of the worst circumstances, are just really impactful. But then some of the biggest advocates for this film, the biggest cheerleaders for this film, are people with abortion in their past who've either had one or been involved with one, because they know that this film is a preventative tool for people, that they can't, people don't unsee what you see in this film. They don't unsee or unlearn the information here. They walk away with the true reality, not only in their minds, but in their hearts.
That is so tremendously phenomenal. I have my own story. I try not to share too much of it because I don't want it to embarrass the other person that was involved. But, you know, I had a situation very similar, and, you know, the entire time I wanted there to be life. I never believed in abortions. And, you know, now my son is 11 years old, and he's such an incredible young man, and I'm so glad the decision was made. And, you know, and I wish that men had more of a say. You know, there's a lot of people that say men shouldn't have a say in none of this. You know, what are your thoughts on men having the being empowered to either support their women through the process or having some say in whether or not abortion should be had? And I only have 1 minute.
Okay. Well, that is something the film addresses. You know, abortion is either morally right or it's morally wrong, and you don't have to be a man or woman to determine that. Arguments don't have gender. And so the film actually, there's a part where it challenges men to rise up and be the protectors and the providers that they're designed to be. That was one of the epiphanies I had, was just how much abortion affects men emotionally, whether they had a say in it or not. And so this is something that, a tool to equip men as well. And it's not just a woman's issue. It's a personhood issue. It's a human issue.
Tracy Robinson, director of a wonderful, tremendous film. And I really wish you guys go out. Matter of Life is going to be amazing. I haven't seen it yet, but I know that people will love it. So, Tracy, thank you so much for coming on. God bless you. And I hope that the film is what is hyped up to be.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Brandon Tatum, the left ain't seen nothing yet.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments, and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called, and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-990-6976.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
1039 WYAB.
You're listening to 1039 WYAB. The Mississippi Braves are currently in a rain delay. We will go back to the ballpark as soon as play resumes. You're listening to 1039 WYAB. The Mississippi Braves are currently in a rain delay. We will go back to the ballpark as soon as play resumes. You're listening to 1039 WYAB. The Mississippi Braves are currently in a rain delay. We will go back to the ballpark as soon as play resumes.
Glasses? Sunglasses? How about both? Bruce here from Eyegear Optical. You can get prescription lenses that darken in sunlight, or great-looking frames that come with magnetic sun clips, or simply a polarized lens in a comfortable fashion-forward style. Come get ready for summer today at Eyegear Optical, where we fit glasses to you, your lifestyle, and your budget. 2630 Highway 80 East in Pearl.
As costs continue to go up on everything from gas to groceries, there is a bright spot for homeowners. With rapid increases in home values, Magnolia Federal Credit Union's Cash Out Refinance lets you tap into the equity you've built in your home without increasing your monthly mortgage payment. It's quick and easy to apply and is a great way to access affordable funds to help offset growing monthly expenses. Stop by a Magnolia Federal Credit Union branch today or visit us online at magfedcu.org.
Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Credit Union for complete details. Equal housing lender, federally insured by NCUA.
As a business owner, you know that there are more things that happen in a day than you have time to deal with, especially payroll and paperwork. That's why you should hire an expert like PeopleLease. At PeopleLease, we know payroll and the ever-changing regulations on industry. You're not in business for the payroll and compliance headaches, so let PeopleLease take it away. Why not lighten your load right now? Call the experts at PeopleLease at 601-987-3025 or visit PeopleLease.com.
WYAB.
Breaking news and what to make of it. The Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies. I have a caller calling in from Hawaii. Joanne, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. Welcome back.
Here, you know, it's so good to hear nothing's for free. I've been saying that for years, my whole life, and it's amazing how many people you'll get that'll stop and think, oh, my God, I never thought about it. That's quite a serious statement in a state, federal, or a county office. To go around and mention that when next time you hear people throwing the word freely around, just speak about it. Anybody can do it. Speak about it to the people very casually, and it's amazing how often I'm told to, you know, you're going to have to move out of the building, and people want to talk more about it. They never thought about things like that. But too many people, like you said, they take money from the government. That's our own money. It's we the people's money. And I keep hearing often about why are these politicians voting and doing as this president also is doing. So many things that are against us, we the people. And the mainstream of it all, I'm sure you're aware of it, is they have money invested. They've invested their children and their lives in wheeling and dealing on this planet, and they don't get anything but our money, we the people. Once upon a time, they had to have a business. When America got started, people owned property, they owned land. Somehow we decided the politicians, they could do better service for we the people if they didn't have to work. They've abused their rights. Nobody should be working in politics if they don't have a job, because that's our money, and this is why they're making the decisions they do. They have stock in the hospitals, the abortions. Everybody who's for abortions that's got any pull, they've got money in it with the scientists, the labs, the places they break the babies up in, the body parts they use them for. They've all got money in it. And this president, he's trying to clean his life and his son's life up. And they've been wheeling and dealing all around the planet while we haven't known about it. That's our tax dollars. Everything is our tax dollars, we the people. We need to quit funding these politicians and pass some bill where they need a job when they come into politics, just like President Trump. And President Trump is fantastic. He's not going to let us down. There's so many people that appreciate him. And I just want to thank you, Mr. Tatum, for being there. God bless America.
God bless you, Joanne. Thanks so much for calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, I definitely want to continue this conversation. We'll get back after the break. I'm always getting cut off. I talk too long. Hold the phone. I'll catch you after the break.
Oh, you ain't catching no crackhead.
The Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
My whole house
Doctors is your one-stop provider for air conditioning and heating installation, service, and repair. Contact us for money-saving repairs and lower energy bills.
Doctor, doctor, the AC doctor, heal my house, bless my soul.
Google the AC Doctors and get some relief today. TheACDR.com.
This is Central Mississippi's Stimulating Talk.
1039 WYAB, Pocahontas, Jackson.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago, where we have breaking news. A suspect in a deadly 4th of July mass shooting has just been taken into custody. Authorities say it happened after a brief police pursuit and the arrest took place without incident. It comes just about 9 hours after someone fired into a 4th of July parade crowd in Highland Park, Illinois, killing at least 6 people and injuring 30 more. WBBM-TV's Charlie DeMar with more.
A sudden burst of gunfire 10 minutes after the start of the 4th of July parade sent parade participants and spectators running for their lives. Police said the gunman opened fire from a nearby
rooftop. I just remember seeing like smoke on the ground. I remember hearing shootings and going like shh, and then reloading and then again, and people screaming and running. It was just really traumatizing and scary.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is saying about today's
shooting.
While
we celebrate the 4th of July just once a year, mass shootings have become our weekly, yes, weekly, American tradition.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden hosted a 4th of July barbecue with military families at the White House today. The president made remarks at the event. He did not directly mention the deadly shooting at the 4th of July parade in Highland Park today, but appeared to make reference to it.
We all heard what happened today, but each day we're reminded there's nothing guaranteed about our democracy, nothing guaranteed about our way of life. We have to fight for it, defend it, and earn it by voting.
The remark came just after the president touted a bipartisan gun safety bill he recently signed into law. Concerns about Highland Park are factoring in preparations for tonight's Macy's 4th of July fireworks show in New York City. WCBS-TV's Jenna DeAngelis.
NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell tweeted earlier in response to the tragedy, assuring New Yorkers there's no specific credible threat to our celebrations here, reiterating the department is working with its partners to assure everyone's safety.
Akron, Ohio is under a state of emergency in the wake of protests over the fatal police shooting of a black man. 25-year-old Jalen Walker was shot at least 60 times after fleeing what police said was supposed to be a routine traffic stop. CBS's Elise Preston is in downtown Akron with more on the story.
Justice for Jalen!
Protests continued late Sunday, where demonstrators say police used tear gas to disperse the crowd. Akron police have not confirmed those reports. Businesses boarded up windows in anticipation of more protests. So far, there have been mostly peaceful protests.
On Wall Street today, the markets were closed for the 4th of July holiday. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel. Call 800-278-7455. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-278-7455. You'll be calling directly to the home office of Encore Energy. That's 800-278-7455.
Florida's Republican governor has targeted California for several years when it comes to jobs and politics. Now, California's Democratic governor is fighting back.
Florida Republican Ron DeSantis has long told Californians to come here if they disagree with the state's politics. Now, California Democrat Gavin Newsom has taken aim at DeSantis and GOP lawmakers.
Republican leaders, they're banning books, making it harder to vote.
restricting speech in classrooms, even criminalizing women and doctors.
Newsom says come to California where, quote, we still believe in freedom. Political pundits say he may just be trying to raise his profile for the presidential race in 2024 and derail a possible opponent in DeSantis. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
An 18-year-old man died early today after a firework exploded in his face in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Park. Nationally, 9 people died last year from fireworks-related injuries. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/love. That's silversingles.com/love.
Pete's property manager just took an extended vacation. He needs a replacement before this becomes a cruel summer.
Oh, you wanted the lakefront for the 17th. How did this get double booked already?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Keep it tuned here to 103.9 WYAB.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with 1.9 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen and ladies, follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. YouTube is blowing up. The Officer Tatum on YouTube. TheOfficerTatum.com is my website. If you want to download the podcast of this show, we do the best of as the podcast of this show. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about the Ghislaine. I don't even know how to say her name. Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell. Who knows? Remember that dirty, nasty woman that Jeffrey Epstein, I guess it was his girlfriend at one point in time, that was getting all these kids and sexually assaulting them, sex trafficking young children. I don't think people remember, because people have the attention span and memory of a gnat. Jeffrey Epstein, you can look at the documentary. Epstein was a creepy, creepy dude. He was facing tons of felony criminal charges, but mysteriously, he died in maximum facility as the most prolific pedophile in American history. And somehow, both guards fell asleep, and somehow he killed himself. He was taken off a suicide watch, guards fall asleep, no video recording, and he's dead. How is that possible? Well, we all know how it's possible. These people are crooked. Well, the woman that he left behind, Maxwell, was sentenced to 20 years in prison for her role in facilitating former financier Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of several underage girls. And that's the tip of the iceberg, man. He had an island. They call it the pedophile island. Where, and I don't know, people, you know, it's always two sides to every story. But there were people who worked on the island that would say he would bring these clearly underage girls to the island and, you know, swim in the hot tub with them and do all kind of other stuff that we know is nefarious. And there's also other rumors that this dude was trafficking even younger children, you know, like, you know, 8, 9, 7-year-olds, stuff like that. And he was also bringing these other people to this island on a private jet. Now, I know they'll never talk about this, but there was a flight log on this private jet to this, what they call it, Pedophile Island, Epstein Island, and Hillary Clinton's husband was on there. Prominent people from all over the world was on his flight log going to Jeffrey Epstein's island. Now, I find it very interesting that a person flying to an island of a person who's a pedophile, who had pedophilic issues on that island is not somehow connected. Now, I'm not going to say unequivocally that these people are doing crimes, but put two and two together, and I think that this would be very frightening for you. But I think it's a good step in the right direction from her getting convicted. It says Maxwell, who's the former Epstein girlfriend and confidant, was found guilty on 5 counts, including transporting a minor for the purpose of criminal sexual activities, conspiring to entice minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, and perjury related to a statement that she made in 2016. The former Epstein associate said that meeting the millionaire was the biggest regret of her life. Cry me a river. You were knee-deep in it. You only regret it when you got caught. So I wanted to throw that out there for the people that have been following Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and that whole crazy pedophilic thing. I really want the government or somebody who leaks to leak the flight log, leak some of the correspondence between Epstein and these other people who are prominent in our society. They ain't going to do it because then you will find out that there's a lot more people involved in this pedophilic ring than you could imagine. Moving on to the next subject. Fathers in the home are very important. I think everybody knows that, whatever the case may be, we get it. But at the same time, I really do think it's important for us to remember the importance of fathers, because I feel like fathers get left out a lot. And, you know, it's the nature of the beast, right? You know, men are not supposed to have emotions. Men are supposed to go along to get along. Men are supposed to be tough. Men can't lose their composure. All of the above are expectations of men. And I'm not saying that all of those things shouldn't be achievable measures that men prescribe to. But I will add that it's a shame that our society, you know, don't give men what they need to be successful in some cases. And also they treat them like trash when it comes to the justice system and other things disproportionately. And my message to the men out here that are listening, just keep your head up. That's all I'm saying. Keep your head up. Do what's right. Be a good man. Don't be flailing around with these floozies. Get you a good wife. Settle down. Have children after you've had fun with your wife, and then have children. Because that's something I think people forget, too, as married individuals, is that if you don't have kids yet, when you get married, you need to travel. You need to have fun. You need to go to restaurants. You need to do all of the greatest things you can possibly think of before you have kids. And it's not because kids are somehow cramp your style. It's because now your focus has to be on your kids, you know, for the most part. You know, if you got enough money, you can travel with your kids everywhere. And therefore, you can expose them to things that they've never seen before. Call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I want to hear from you. Dennis Prager had a topic earlier, and I love the Dennis Prager show. Like, that's, I listened to him right before my show. But Dennis Prager had a topic that I thought was very interesting about dating. And the question that he posed to the audience, and if you want to call in and talk about this, I think it's important as well, is how long should a person wait? And I'm paraphrasing what the subject matter was about. But how long should a person wait before getting married? Now, I'm very strict on this idea, not because I'm perfect, but because I've learned from my mistakes. I honestly believe that as a man, men know if you are the one. I would argue on the first or second date, a man will know. I'm just saying, a man will know. And I believe that people shouldn't wait longer than I would say 3 to 6 months to make a decision of whether or not you want to marry a person or not. And the reason I say this is because when you know, you know. When you're ready, you're ready. When you're not ready, you don't know. Right? When you're not ready to be married, you question yourself, you second guess, you go through all of this evaluation of this person where you second guess your intuition. You knew they were lazy when you first met them, but you wanted, they the one. So you want to still find out, is can you live with them being lazy? It's like, no, you have things in your heart and in your mind that you have as expectations, and those are the things that you should pursue. Never settle in relationships. Never settle. And I know it's easy to say, because if you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, you may think it's over for you. But still, to don't settle, because it's better to be single and happy than married to somebody and miserable. Married to somebody that you end up having getting a divorce with. And I'm not a relationship guru, but I can just tell you what I know. And I would tell my daughter, if I had a daughter, I only have two sons, which I'm highly grateful for. They can pass on my legacy, carry the family name. But if you have a daughter, what would I tell my daughter? Don't settle for men that don't know what they want to do in life. I remember me and my wife had this conversation. I used to be very turned off by women who wanted a man that had a lot of money, right? Now, let me explain this. After going through life the last, 10 years, I can somewhat see why that would be applicable. Because having money isn't solely about the money. A lot of people who have a lot of money, and this is not everybody, and I'm not saying just people with money are the biggest catch, because your character is the most important. But a lot of times people with money are very confident. People with money work very hard. They have a future. They look forward to certain things. And that's attractive to a lot of women. And I see now why women pursue that. And I'm not talking about gold diggers. I'm talking about a woman who's established, who says, you know what, I want a man who's financially secure, who's made positive financial decisions, a man who's confident, a man who I can depend on, a man who's a dreamer, who's a forward thinking, who's a leader, all of the above. And I know a lot of people that I know that have a lot of money, they're those type of people. And, you know, I don't know if it's a correlation or not. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Is there a correlation with character and money? I don't know. But I think that those are some things that a person can look forward to when you're looking for a person to date or not. I can't hear. All right, I got to get out of here. 5 seconds. You listen to the Off Saving Show. Hold the phone. I'll be right back at the break. Hi, this is Officer Tatum with my friends at BestHotGrill.com, who also make the best gas logs for your fireplace. Now is the time to prepare for the colder fall and winter seasons. With rising energy costs, you'll want to warm one room, not your entire home, with a blazing Rasmussen gas log fire. With the convenience and controllability of a natural gas or propane gas log set, you can reduce the time that you use your furnace. Gas logs are also an excellent source of emergency heat to keep your family warm during worrisome power outages. Rasmussen gas logs also make your fireplace look great when it's not in use. If your room has a modern or contemporary design, check out Rasmussen's popular fireballs and firestones. Get a free personalized log set sizing recommendation and more information about U.S.-made Rasmussen gas logs and solar infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. U.S.-made Rasmussen gas logs and solar infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Let me tell you something. This is no lie. And I saw your advertisement, and I dialed that number that came on, and I cannot believe this, because I'm a skeptic, number one. I'm holistic, number two. I'm a hospice nurse, number three. I want to tell you how wonderful it is, the things I can do now that I couldn't do before. My daughter came up to see me from another state, and she said, Mom, what happened? I said, I took those vitamins that they're advertising on TV all the time. And she said, I can't believe what you're doing. So I just love your products. I just think it's absolutely sensational.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code BALANCE.
Keep it tuned here to 103.9 WYAB. Smart business owners will tell you the best time to start a new business is now. Whether you're thinking of starting a new business or expanding an existing one, the perfect location is the Cotton Exchange Plaza in Flora. Over 13,000 cars will pass by your business each and every day on Highway 49. Space is available now, so what are you waiting for? Call the Cotton Exchange Plaza at 601-879-3503 to find out how you can expand your business today. The Cotton Exchange Plaza in Flora, where we mean business.
Summer is here, and there's not a better place to chill and relax than Live Oaks Golf Club. Our staff and course are available for your tournament fundraisers as well as daily golf. We offer pool parties for adults and children, celebrating birthdays, graduations, family reunions, back-to-school events, and corporate functions. Our Reed House is not only for weddings, but we host proms, teacher conferences, class reunions, and other activities. We also have catering available from our restaurant, Roosevelt's. Remember, Live Oaks Golf Club, home of the best greens and the coldest beer.
Roeder's Plumbing of Pearl, your familiar plumber with these similar names. Locally owned and operated by Chris Roeder, Roeder's Plumbing is no franchise. Simply lower prices and better service without the dreaded overpriced upsell. Roeder's is one of the few places you'll find that actually specialize in tankless water heater repair, as well as being your full-service plumber. And most importantly, service after the sale, meaning the techs actually answer your call with misses averaging callbacks of 10 minutes or less. Roeder's Plumbing at roederesplumbing.com.
Do you work in construction? If so, Williams Equipment and Supply wants to work for and with you right now. Williams Equipment in Richland is your one-stop shop with everything you need under one roof. Specializing in Takahashi excavators, track loaders, and attachments, Williams Equipment in Central Mississippi is your official Takahashi dealer. Takahashi is top of the line in performance, durability, operator comfort, and serviceability. Let Williams Equipment take care of all your construction needs. And remember, those in the know Takahashi. Call 601-420-0055.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Our friend Michael Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. He didn't just stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing the My Slipper. For a limited time, you will receive $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop it. The My Slippers. Have I been saying My Pillow? The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon. Go to mypillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon to get your My Slippers. This offer will not last long. Order now. Use promo code Brandon at myslippers.com. Oh, man. Kales. 30 years in federal penitentiary. Now, do he deserve it? I didn't watch the trial, but I heard some rumors about R. Kelly, and it sounded like he deserved it. But people are making a comparison between Ghislaine Maxwell and R. Kelly. And if you don't know who R. Kelly is, he was one of the most prolific R&B singers of all time. I think he's one of the greatest artists to ever live, one of them. The dude was a songwriter, producer. I mean, R. Kelly music still fire. I'm just going to keep it real with y'all. R. Kelly still has some of the best music that has ever been put out there. However, you can't be messing with underage girls and doing all this old crazy stuff. You will go to prison. So I have to do more research because people are going to make the argument between Ghislaine Maxwell. They were taking minors, and doing all kind of other stuff that I think was way more drastic than what R. Kelly did. But we shall see. I don't remember. Maybe I got to research this because I could have sworn that Ghislaine Maxwell actually pled guilty to something. She did a plea agreement. Let's see. Pled not guilty. Okay, so Maxwell had pled not guilty to 6 criminal counts, but she was found guilty on 5 of the 6 counts in December of 2021. Okay, so she did plead not guilty and then was found guilty. So therefore, there was no, plea deal agreement that would have given her less time. So I'm going to do my research because I don't know why they got different sentencing. according to reports, R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison Wednesday for charges of federal racketeering and sex trafficking charges, stemming from his efforts over years to use his fame to ensnare victims to sexual abuse. Now, let me just say this real quick. You know, what he's guilty of, he's guilty of. But, man, some of these women that I saw in that documentary, Surviving R. Kelly, are full of crap. Some of them were actual victims. Some of them were full of crap. It was one woman, in my opinion, she's full of crap. She was like 30-some years old, voluntarily went and lived with him and other women, and then tried to make the claim she couldn't get out the house. She was locked in. But she wasn't locked in a room. She wasn't locked in the door. She just claimed she was locked in. And then one day she got mad at R. Kelly because he was dating another girl in the house and giving her more attention. She just left. Well, I thought she was locked in the house. And you 30-something, you a 30-year-old woman at the time. You know better than that. And let me blame these parents real quick, too, because R. Kelly deserved whatever he got. But let me blame these parents. Some of the young women that was over R. Kelly's house was brought to him by their parents. Now, have you heard R. Kelly's music? I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. And you think it's a good idea to let your kids go over his house and spend the night? Y'all, these parents should be in trouble too. Ain't no way in the world a man that make sexual music, I mean, a lot of his music is graphic sexual music. You think good idea for your little girl to go over his house and hang out so he can teach her how to become a world-renowned artist? These people were actually pimping their kids out to R. Kelly. And I think they deserve to go to jail, too, or to be held accountable. Because although he's sex trafficking, they are the traffickers as well. Because ain't no way in the world you manipulating a grown person to let your kids go over some grown man house who all he doing is talking about sex and calling himself the Pied Piper. And if I'm not mistaken, the Pied Piper was a mystical creature, or not a creature, but a person who would play instruments and lure in children. That's what he called himself. Nah, it was something else. It was something else. Let me look up the Pied Piper while I'm on the radio. Because I could have sworn the Pied Piper would play this music and it would put people into a trance, and they couldn't help it, but he would bring, it was like an underground story of the Pied Piper. It would lure the children into him. I'm going to look it up in the break. But anyway, I got a couple people calling in, so I want to get y'all's commentary. 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Dave from New Jersey, welcome to the show.
I think I got a handle on why the Democrats, but it could be anybody that is supporting abortion. And when you have colleges, when you have synagogues, and I think Dennis Prager was talking about that in Israel, they can't come out against abortion because they're honoring a false god, that false god of Mammon. And I think it was in the Bible, and I think it's money is what it is. And they're afraid of losing that money or losing the grant or losing their status with 501(c). Because the government's got them, they have to perform and they have to support abortion because they're following a false god, and that's in the Bible, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yeah, Dave, I agree with you. You can't follow both man. What do you say? You can't follow both something.
Mammon.
Yeah. I want to ask you this question. Do you think that this was something that was established from the very beginning to trick these religious organizations into being at the behest of the federal government, or you think that this is just a byproduct of something going wrong? Or do you think they initially put into place these things to manipulate religious organizations and 501(c)(3)s?
Oh, I think there was an evil manipulating in the beginning, and I think that any organization that falls into that is because of greed, because they don't want to lose their money. It's all about money. And they know that's one of the weaknesses along with sex. So, you know, they're two of the biggest hooks that we have in our lives.
Dave, thank you so much for calling in. Great commentary. You know, I think Dave is on point in many ways, because all you can do is go right now, go to your favorite pastors that have an Instagram channel. They posting and speaking in tongues all week long, and they ain't said nothing about Roe v. Wade. Why is that? It's the money. It's the money. When the government gives you authorization, they get their hands involved in the church and the marriage, they will screw you. But anyway, you listen to the D.L. Statham Show. Call in 844-900-7243. I'll catch you after the break.
Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's
844-900-7243. Jewelers, we're having our summer clearance where our whole jewelry inventory is now marked down 20-50% with clearance items marked down up to 80%. At Carter Jewelers, we're producing the best quality fine jewelry ever made with no equal in detail and finish, manufactured by the best in the world, and we're selling this jewelry at incredible prices. I'm told our selection of diamond jewelry is the best in the region. Usually folks find what they're looking for and walk out with it the same day. Carter Jewelers has no credit check financing, 18 months interest-free financing, and we're now offering layaway through Christmas. Bring in your old jewelry and trade it in for something new. We'll usually beat any offer you've had on your fine jewelry, particularly good quality 1-carat diamonds or larger. We're Carter Jewelers, established the year Abraham Lincoln was a junior congressman in 1849, located downtown Jackson, 2 blocks from the Capitol on High Street and the Pemberton Plaza in Vicksburg.
CBS News Special Report. The person police have been searching for in connection with today's mass shooting at a suburban Chicago 4th of July parade has been found.
The subject was taken into custody without incident.
Highland Park Police Chief Lou Jogman says it was an officer in a nearby suburb who spotted the person of interest.
He attempted to initiate a traffic stop on that subject. That subject did flee. A brief pursuit went on. Ultimately, they were able to get the subject stopped.
This comes after the deaths of at least 6 people and the wounding of 30 others just minutes after the parade stepped off. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker calls gun violence a uniquely American plague.
There are going to be people who say that today is not the day, that now is not the time to talk about guns. I'm telling you, there is no better day and no better time than right here and right now.
CBS News Special Report in Chicago. I'm Jennifer.
Here at Lakeland Glass and Tint, we've become well known for 2 things, window tint and windshields. Now when it comes to window tint, you already know that we're the go-to for home, car, and office. And as always, we offer free consultations. So if you're in the need of window tint or windshields, give us a call, 601-946-1000. Check us out on Facebook or Instagram or at lakeandglassandtint.com. Lakeland Glass and Tint, where quality matters.
As Christians, it's our calling to be faithful to Christ and obedient to the Great Commission. Our heart's desire and prayer to God is that through our efforts, many would receive and rest upon Christ alone as he is offered to them in the gospel. I'm David Strain, Senior Minister at First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, inviting you and your family to join us as we strive to fulfill that mission. We're located on North State Street in Jackson. Times of our services can be found at fpcjackson.org. You can also hear the good news about Jesus Christ each Sunday morning at 9:30 on 1039 WYAB.
We all look forward to Fridays, and Friday mornings are special here on 103.9 WYAB. That's when we hit the pause button on the stressful issues of the day and enjoy interesting conversation and terrific music by some of the most outstanding artists in the world, all from Mississippi. I'm Jim Thorne, inviting you to join us every Friday morning at 8 for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour, made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue, and presented by one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway, Ridgeland.
Hi, I'm Tico Hoffman of Tico Steakhouse. Preparing and serving amazing steaks is a 30-year tradition in my family. It is our business and our passion. It makes me proud and truly thankful to know that our tradition has become a tradition for so many others. If you're in the mood for a steak or any of our other fine offerings, I invite you to come to my home away from home, Tico Steakhouse, Cane Line Road, Ridgeland, Mississippi.
1039 WYAB.
Breaking news and what to make of it. The Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. R. Kelly, don't mean to be rude, but you got 30 years, my dude. I don't know if y'all know this one of R. Kelly's songs, Key in the Ignition. Key in the Ignition. You know what that means. I want to go back to the idea of Pod Piper. If you look up the scenario of the Pod Piper, and R. Kelly has been heard in many of his songs calling himself the Pod Piper. When I say Pod Piper, it's P-I-E-D, and then Piper, common spelling. So according to the legend of the Pod Piper, he was hired to come into a particular town to play music and run the rats away, right? They had a rat infestation. And so when he came and he played the instruments or the music and drove the rats away, the mayor of the town refused to pay him as prescribed. He reneged. And the mayor reneged because he believed that the Pod Piper would bring his rats in the town just to play them out of the town and was doing running a grift. So, however, the myth goes, or the legend goes, that the Pod Piper was upset that he wasn't paid for his services, and he vowed to come back and get revenge and retaliate. And so what the Pod Piper did was he came back into the town, and while the people were at church, he played the music to lure the children into a cave, and they were never seen again. Now, you explain to me how R. Kelly is calling himself the Pod Piper and ended up in sex trafficking of minors and going to prison over it. And he said he was a Pod Piper from a very long time ago, and nobody picked up on it. I didn't even pick up on it. Matter of fact, I was listening to some of his music the other day, and I forgot that he's a nasty person. I hate to say that about somebody, because I really don't know. You know, people. Some people, they go to prison over stuff they didn't do, and some people get off of stuff they didn't did. But at the end of the day, I trust the justice system for the most part, and they must have proved beyond a reasonable doubt to give him 30 years in federal prison. That's a long time to get. That means you're doing all every minute of that time in prison. I got people calling in. Dennis from Florida, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yes, sir. This is Dennis in Sarasota. I want to say that your call screener is doing a great job. My comment is your show should be called the Officer Tatum School. School. Because we learn so much. Some of us and my friends, too, we take notes. It's like going to school. The Officer Tatum School. That's it, buddy. Thank you. God bless you.
That is awesome, Dennis. Thank you so much for calling in. That is awesome. That's right. That's right. It should be the Officer Tatum School. Coming to learn y'all today. Class is in session. But no, I appreciate you, Dennis. But, you know, the Pod Piper was a legend that resonated very well with your boy R. Kelly. And it's very sad, man, because I feel like that dude was very talented. I often wonder, and I don't know if you guys wonder the same thing, is that, is it the fame? Is it the talent? Or is it something, some people that are very talented, it's like something wrong with them, that's why they're talented? Like their minds are in a different world, and they're talented, but it also comes with the fact that they're just disgusting people. And sexual perverted people in many cases. There's a lot of people like that. And maybe they've encountered abuse, and that could be what happened to them as well. But it's just interesting, man. What a great talented guy. Why do the talented people always go south? They always go downhill. They always doing something nefarious. It's not always, not all, but it just seems like that. Because I just really thought he was such a great, talented person. Even Michael Jackson was such a talented person. I mean, if you look at the story of Michael Jackson, I mean, even, the Bajello, the Jello Man, Bill Cosby was very talented. I mean, many of these people you would regard, I mean, my favorite, Cuba Gooding Jr. My favorite, one of my favorite actors, right behind Denzel Washington. Cuba Gooding Jr. is one of the greatest actors of all time. in my opinion. He didn't touching on women and assaulting them and all kinds of stuff, went to jail over it. Why do these awesome people end up being such dirtbags? Maybe something in the water. I have no idea. But I'm sure if one of y'all call in and give me the scoop on it, but it's very confusing to me. And it could be the trick of the enemy, you know. Some good people can make a real difference, and the enemy swoops in and make sure that the legacy will never be the same. People that have done so much good. You listen to the D.R. Statham Show. Call in 844-900-7243. I'll catch you after the break.
The Officer Statham Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
You know what's never good? When your nation's authority on economic policy completely misses the flashing red lights of impending inflation. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen finally admitted there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that affected our economy badly that I didn't at the time fully understand. You know who understood the real threat of inflation? People who invested in gold and silver with Birch Gold Group. They are protecting their savings from a highly turbulent economy by diversifying their 401k or IRAs into gold, physical gold. And it's not too late for you to take action now. Text Brandon to 989898 and get a free info kit on diversifying and protecting your savings with precious metals. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of satisfied customers, text Brandon to 989898 and get real advice from Birch Gold today. Again, text Brandon to 989898 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on protecting your savings with gold.
Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. What does that mean? It means we are actively working to give people more fruits and veggies to help each person in our world be healthier. One of the things we do is create personal experiences with each of our customers. We know living a healthy life is more than eating a healthy diet and exercising regularly. And that's why Balance of Nature works with customers to help them eat healthier, exercise in a healthy way, and take care of their overall well-being. We help each person set individual goals and take the right steps to achieve them. We understand that changing the world happens by giving people the tools they need to help themselves. Go to balanceofnature.com to see for yourself how Balance of Nature can help you live your best life. At Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time isn't just a motto, it's our purpose. Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
1039 WYAB.
You've probably heard of Catholic Charities of Jackson, but are you aware what Catholic Charities of Jackson is all about? I'm Wanda Thomas, Executive Director of Catholic Charities of Jackson. For years, our staff and volunteers have been providing assistance and services to address the needs of people in all socioeconomic groups, with a special concern for the neediest and most vulnerable. These services are available to help anyone, regardless of religious affiliation, race, color, or country of origin. We are working to bring God's promise of life and its fullness to the rich or poor, young or old, male or female, born or unborn. Find out more about Catholic Charities of Jackson and how you can be involved. Go to CatholicCharitiesJackson.org. If you need assistance, you can also contact us through that website or call us at 601-355-8634. CatholicCharitiesJackson.org or 601-355-8634. Catholic Charities, a visible sign of Christ's love.
The Tri-County Academy Rebel success in the classroom and on the athletic stage begins with the Tri-County Academy Booster Club. Join the team and be a rebel by getting involved and volunteering as a booster. Your involvement is the generator for fundraisers, facility upgrades, equipment, uniforms, and all other needs. Tri-County Athletics thrives in part because of our TCA boosters. Join today by calling the TCA main office at 601-879-8517 and help the rebels continue the championship tradition.
Hi, this is Rita Jensen with Remax Connection. I absolutely love referrals. I think it's the best compliment that a person can receive. My very first house I sold, her son just recently bought a house for me. And she's still living in the house that I sold her 25 years ago. I keep up with my folks, and I know them by name, and they know me, and I just like it. You're helping people. If you're thinking about buying or selling, do give me a call. Again, I'm Rita Jensen with Remax Connection, 601-720-4037. RitaJensen.net.
WYAB.
Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Welcome back. Turn down for nothing. Let's turn it up, baby. We got to win in the midterms. I hope that we landslide these people like nobody's business, and I'm going for Carrie Lake in the state of Arizona for governor. Now, one of my friends reached out to me. He's friends with Karen Robeson. And he said, hey, man, would you like to interview Karen Robeson? And there's a part of me that says that maybe I will give her a chance because I'm a fair and balanced person. The bigger question is, how about we get an event where Karen Robeson debates Carrie Lake? I can almost guarantee you she ain't going to show up because they had a debate before in the state of Arizona and Karen Robeson didn't show up. I don't care what the excuse is. Carrie Lake was there. Carrie Lake is the hardest working person that in politics that I've seen since Donald Trump. I mean, every time I follow on Carrie Lake's page, she's doing an event. She's at somebody's house. She's everywhere. And somebody else told me that Carrie Lake don't have business experience or something like that. I don't care. It's called leadership. There's two different things you got to think about when it comes to a leader. Some leaders are hands-on and some leaders lead through leadership. Some leaders, by virtue of their being, they know how to put a team together. The perfect example of this is football. When you look at college football, you'll see two different types of leaders. You have some head football coaches that actually call the plays. They need to call all the plays. They need to be in control. Now, they don't call the defensive plays. They normally call the offensive plays. But they need to be in control. They're more hands-on, and their staff is okay. Then you have people like, I forget his name, Brown, Coach Brown for University of Texas when I was there. I forget his name, Mac Brown. Like Mac Brown. Mac Brown ain't calling plays. Mac Brown is sitting back, and he has the coldest team on planet Earth. The best offensive coordinators, the best defensive coordinators, all the best staff. Now, Mac Brown is an older coach. He retired. No, he didn't. He went back to North Carolina. But Mac Brown was killing it at the University of Texas. He was there for a legacy period of time. So you see that there's two different things, and I think Carrie Lake, to me, is like the Mac Brown, is that with her enthusiasm, her authenticity, she's going to draw in people that are good quality, people that can do the things that she may not be good at doing. Okay. Like advisors, something that some politicians don't know nothing about. It was something I was going to talk about. Before I get to this point, I know I'm coming towards the end of the day. I got another segment left after this. But remember when I was saying, if you were listening, I was speaking about the Pied Piper, the legend of the guy playing the music to get the rats out of town. They didn't pay him. He got mad, and he played the music to lure the kids into a cave, and they were never found again. Now, I compared that to R. Kelly. I want you to know that I didn't just make that up. R. Kelly had called himself the Pied Piper. Roll the clip.
Yeah, it's the Pied Piper, man, be y'all. Whoa.
The Pied Piper of R&B, y'all.
Yeah, it's the Pied Piper of R&B, y'all. Whoa.
All right. Hey, don't tell me. Don't say I didn't tell you. Because I used to listen to him all the time, so I knew that's what he was saying. But I didn't know what the Pied Piper was. Now I know. And now he's going to prison. Now I know why. Okay. All right. Let me get a couple people in real quick. We got a bunch of people calling in. 844-900-7243. If you want to be a part of the conversation, who are we going to go to? Dana from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi. Officer Tatum. My name is Gina, actually, from Brooklyn.
What is it, Gina?
Tina. Yeah. Hi.
Okay.
I just saw your picture. You have a great smile. God bless you. I think that pride comes before the fall, and that's why a lot of very talented people get arrogant and prideful, and they fall.
That is great insight.
Yeah, the Bible says pride comes before the fall, and it happens to so many. And you know what? When you're so gifted like that, things are easy for you, and you think that it's not valuable when things come easy, and they just They lose what God gave them.
100%. Thank you so much for calling in and giving that insight. That is, she couldn't have been more correct. I say this all the time, and I've noticed this too. Pride does come.